The band Elbow writes personal, deeply felt songs. On their last album, the lead singer and lyricist Guy Garvey reflected on the death of his father and his consternation over Britain leaving the European Union. This institution of British rock has a new album now put together over the course of this pandemic, and it is reflective, poetic, and nostalgic, spotlighting tales from Guy Garvey's childhood. It's called Flying Dream One.
Flying Dream One, dead of the night when the prayer group was gone. Mormon, my sisters, all blissful at feather.
Guy Garvey of Elbow joins us now from Brixton in London. Thanks so much for being back with us.
Well, my pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
Flying Dream One, it's a dream you had as a child?
Who knows? I have a memory of a memory of a memory of having had a flying dream when I was a child. Must be rooted in something. But my mum still lives in the house where I grew up. I had occasion to stay there a couple of years ago, and Proustian rush, sort of getting up in the middle of the night and just remembering this memory I seem to have of floating down the stairs there. A good way to get into talking about my childhood.
And let's please do talk about your childhood, because I know certainly the loss of a parent moves us to think about our childhood. The effect of so many people being at home during the pandemic has made us reflect on what our children will remember of it and think back to our own childhood. I wonder what these past 20, 21 months have been like for you.
Well, we had just come back from the US after a brief stint promoting Giants of All Sizes. I had a surprise birthday party in my beloved hometown of Manchester. And then the following day, the world stopped. My wife was in a play at the Lyric Theatre, the first time she's had her face emblazoned across huge billboards, and she was three dates into it.
We should explain Rachel Sterling.
Rachel Sterling is my wife, yes. On the third day, I was there at the play with her mother, who was the late, great Diana Rigg. And as soon as we were alone, Diana said, I have lung cancer. She came to us and she spent her last months in our house. I have a now four-year-old son called Jack, who was just about three. And she spent her last days in a candy pink room and her grandson nipping into her bed for stories. And we became great pals. I've never befriended somebody who was dying before. And it was so profound. And she wasn't afraid of talking about it. In fact, she wasn't afraid. My wife was her most incredible self. The last song, What Am I Without You, on Flying Dream One, is written to Rachel.
The universe keeps singing this song. Your eyes are diabolical blue.
And I sing, I've been watching you walk on the water lately. And it's true.
I've been watching you walk on the water lately. My arms outstretched when you do.
They did become the same person in terms of how close and her anticipating her mum's needs. It was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen, and certainly one of the most profound things I've ever been part of.
Let me ask you about another song, if I can, which the words touch me very deeply. Come On Blue.
Dust to dust, trust and wonder, glowing in your marrow. I picture your growing bones, you know, and I dread and love tomorrow.
Is this about your child?
Yeah. I don't want him to grow up.
No, I know the feeling. And you, when you say so beautifully, I dread and I love tomorrow. You want to have tomorrow with them, and yet you worry about them, and you know that even if things go well, you wind up in different places.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm never, ever, ever going to let him get away without cuddling me. Me and my father had a break of about 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was a mistake.
Yeah.
And when we finally started hugging again, Jesus, that's all you need in the world. At the root of the lyrics, musically, this lovely, echoey synthesizer, tremendously romantic thing that comes in on the choruses, and it just made me think about the universe spinning. Just made me think about the night sky, maybe a cold night sky. That's what I could feel.
Come on, blue, as if that moon's not there for you.
So I'm stargazing with Jack in the song, because when I think about the future and that one day, if things progress as they should, one day he'll be without me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt compelled to write him a song for that day. Come on, blue, as if that moon's not there for you. I want him to know that I'm always there, even when I'm not.
The open road unrolling, and you in reach beside me.
Do you think in Flying Dreams, one, you and your mates, if I might use the British phrase,
mm-hmm.
have created something that maybe you wouldn't in other times, but something that you needed now and we all do?
It's one of the rare times where we've set out to do something musically and then done it. We made some lockdown videos. We called it the Elbow Rooms. And we took requests from fans, and they all wanted the gentler side of our work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all we wanted to work on.
And I've never been so sure that I was right where I should be in my whole life.
We've long had an idea to make a record like this, a one mood record, really, where you go and live in it for 40 minutes. It's definitely what we needed, and the fact that it resonates with people is very satisfying.
Guy Garvey is lead singer of Elbow, their new album, Flying Dreams 1. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. I've really enjoyed myself.